Hi, it's Dave. So Elon Musk just tweeted out a very interesting tweet. So he said last night, working on Master Plan Part 3. So let's take a look at the past master plans that Elon has released in the past. Master Plan Part 1, his original secret plan, was on August 2nd, 2006. His second Master Plan 2 was on July 20th, 2016, so almost 6 years ago. In this Master Plan 3 that Elon is working on, he's working on it this year. Hopefully it'll be released in 2022. So a quick review, Tesla's Master Plan Part 1, or their original secret plan, was 1, to build a sports car, which was the Roadster; 2, use that money to build an affordable car; 3, use that money to build an even more affordable car; 4, while doing the above, also provide zero emission electric power generation options. So let's update this first master plan from 2006. So they did the Roadster. That was a check. The second part was to build an affordable car. Back in the day, the Roadster was an extremely expensive car, over $100,000. I think, yeah, with options, it could be much higher than that. So anything under $100,000 would be actually much more affordable. So that was the Model S and X. And then you had the Model 3 and Y being even a more affordable car. And Tesla is still pushing the envelope and trying to develop even more affordable options for people. And the last part was providing zero emission electric power generation options. This is Tesla Solar. So this master plan was largely accomplished. This is the reason why Tesla is what they are right now. Now, the second master plan in 2016, part two, was 1, create stunning solar roofs with seamless the integrated battery storage; 2, expand the electric vehicle product line to address all major segments; 3, develop a self-driving capability that is 10x safer than manual via massive fleet learning; and 4, enable your car to make money for you when you aren't using it. So let's update this master plan. You had the Tesla roof and Powerwall, providing, right, the stunning solar roofs that Elon was talking about; expanding the electric vehicle product line. We have the Model 3 and the Model Y now. We have Tesla working on the Cybertruck and Semi, and other things are in progress as well. Regarding self-driving, FSD is still in progress, and enabling your car to make money for you when you aren't using it. This robotaxi, of course, is dependent on this FSD beta being complete. All right, so the question is, why is Elon Musk working on a new master plan when the master plan part two hasn't been finished yet? So let's go to some clues. Elon Musk, he tweeted back in July 29th, 2021. He said, self-driving requires solving a major part of real-world AI. So it's an insanely hard problem, but Tesla is getting it done. And then he goes on, this is actually previously April 29th, 2021. He says, a major part of real-world AI has to be solved to make unsupervised generalized full self-driving work, as the entire road system is designed for biological neural nets with optical imagers. And finally, another tweet last week, March 15, 2020, Elon says they have no idea how hard FSD is. Only path to success, in my opinion, is hardcore real world AI software with dedicated neural net inference acceleration ASICs in car, multi-billion dollar neural net training supercluster, and 10 plus billion miles of vehicle data. Good luck. I tweeted something out back in May 1st of 2021. I said we were on the cusp of something really big, namely the emergence of AI-powered robots that will be able to do most of what humans do, but better. This is both exciting and concerning. Elon Musk replies as a remarkable junction in history. All right, so while trying to solve for full self-driving or autonomous cars, Tesla actually had to do the following. I'm not sure how much of this actually Tesla or Elon was expecting, but this is what they had to do. First is they had to build a world-class AI team, right? Really, some of the best of the best. They then had to become really the leader in solving for real world AI, which is navigating and interacting with the physical world. Then they had to build smart robots on wheels, basically transform the car, put custom hardware to run neural nets efficiently. Then they had to build a massive training computer, supercomputer cluster, which is still in progress in terms of getting bigger and bigger. And then they had to gather, and they are gathering, gobs of data, right, from their 1.7 a million plus Hardware 3 fleet, meaning this is just the current Hardware 3 cars on the road right now. In other words, Tesla has transformed themselves really from being a car company into becoming a real AI company. And in a lot of ways, autonomous cars, I think, are just the beginning. So when Elon Musk revealed last year at Tesla AI Day the Tesla bot, he wasn't kidding. Like, this is a real thing that Tesla is focused on, that Elon is focused on making. And I think some people glossed over some of the details, but actually a lot of this stuff is actually pretty impressive. Tesla actually, you know, has mapped out the exact number of actuators they need, right? In the arms and the hands, the neck, et cetera. This is stuff I think that Tesla and Elon are really serious about. And then they even have and they even map out how they're going to accomplish this, right? With autopilot cameras, FSD, computer, they have the neural nets, auto labeling, simulation, dojo training, etc. So while Elon and Tesla are absolutely serious about the Tesla bot, it's actually personally surprising the number of people who think actually the Tesla bot is a joke. They don't think that the Tesla bot is going to come anytime soon in this decade or even the next couple decades. I think one of the issues is that FSD or full self-driving actually is in a state of progress. It's improving, but it hasn't really delivered on the final promise. And many people still don't believe in full self-driving that Tesla can accomplish this. Thus, it adds to the skepticism, I think, with Tesla bot. All right, so let's go back to Elon's tweet on working on the master plan part three. So I look at it as Elon saying, hey, we've been digging in the field and we hit something big, something really, really big. And this is the backdrop of master plan number three. I look at it and I go back to the four massive S-curves that I've been talking about recently. And that is, you have this EV S-curve, this massive market, right? Multi-trillion dollar. Then you have the FSD or robotaxi S-curve and market. Then you have the Tesla energy market. And then you have this massive, massive AI robot market that is probably going to be the biggest of them all. And this isn't even, I think, drawn to scale. I think this AI robot market could be 10x, 100x, who knows how many x times bigger than all of these markets probably combined. A couple months ago, I tweeted, I said, artificial intelligence is the mother of all technology S-curves. Elon replied, actually said true. And then a month later, so I said, at some point, I'm not sure exactly when that will be. Tesla will likely become more of an AI company than a car company. Elon also replied true. All right, so looking at the master plan part three, what are kind of the major themes that I'm expecting? So first, I look at it kind of looking at it almost exactly with the four S-curves, right? EVs, FSD, energy, and robotics. So let's look at this. Expand EVs, right, to all major segments. This is a segue from the past master plans. Second is expand and roll out this robotaxi network, right? This is from part two. Then scale energy generation and storage. And number four is the humanoid robot. I also think it could be a good idea to include kind of the bigger kind of purpose of why they're doing what they're doing. And I think Tesla's mission has expanded in some ways, not just right to accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy, but with AI, I think Tesla might need to include stewarding AGI or artificial general intelligence, right, to protect and to help humanity, also to, yeah, protect and help human progress as well. I do have some questions, things I'm looking out for, right, in terms of this master plan part three. I want to see specifics on this robotaxi rollout. Like, is there any goals of like having a certain number of miles like driven on this robotaxi network compared to human driven miles, like in cities overall, right? I think that could be a great ambitious goal as well. Specifics on Tesla energy ambitions, specifically exactly how is Tesla going to scale, right? And also specifics on tangible goals for Tesla bot. For example, will the Tesla bot be able to do a certain percent of tasks better than humans by a certain point in time? You know, what is this rollout plan looking like? And also, as I shared before, a possibly enlarging, right, of the Tesla mission. All right, so all in all, I think it's extremely bullish for Elon Musk to share that he's working on a Tesla master plan part three. It's something I've been expecting in some ways, especially with how Tesla's AI plans are snowballing. What started out with a goal to have cars drive themselves has become a much bigger endeavor than Tesla realized. They've become a real AI company and they are solving for real world AI on a different scale than most anyone out there. Also, I think it makes sense for Tesla to evolve and adapt their master plan. Their previous master plan 2 is almost 6 years old, and there's no mention of Tesla humanoid robots or other AI goals. And if the Tesla humanoid robot is ultimately Tesla's largest addressable market and most significant contribution over time, then it makes sense to update the master plan to reflect that. Anyways, I can't wait for Elon to release the actual master plan part three. I think the skeptics will cry and complain and give 1,000 reasons why Elon and Tesla can't do it. But for me, there's no way I'm going to bet against Elon and the folks at Tesla. Elon has proven over and over he can deliver on some of the most ambitious goals in recent history, like making reusable rockets, making a mass market electric vehicle, and also creating an internet satellite constellation. I think he'll take humans to Mars and also deliver a Tesla humanoid robot on Earth. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.